Part 10, The Ultimate Gift. For more than a decade, I've had the unique honor of working with people from virtually all walks of life, from the privileged to the impoverished. One thing stands clear. Regardless of stature, only those who've learned the power of sincere and selfless contribution experience life's deepest joy, that of true fulfillment. We've all had close encounters with a feeling of selfless contribution, maybe providing a friend with a helping hand, showing a child how to master a problem, assisting a coworker with a difficult project, helping an elderly person down a treacherous flight of stairs. These experiences give us a moment of exaltation in which we catch a glimmer of our essential selves, and it moves us to be truly inspired by those who consistently give of themselves. This section really is my invitation to you to become an even greater and more consistent giver, to join a spirited team who is committed to sharing the gift of possibility with those who seek to improve the quality of their lives. How does a person really make a difference? Well, the history of the world is simply a chronicle of the deeds of the small number of ordinary people who had extraordinary levels of commitment. These individuals who had a positive influence and the power to make a meaningful difference in the quality of our lives are the men and women we all call heroes. I believe that you and I, everyone we'll ever meet, have the innate capacity to be heroic, to take daring, courageous, and noble steps to make life better for others, even when in the short term it seems to be at our own expense. The capability to do the right thing, to dare to take a stand, to make a difference is within you right now. The question is, when the moment arrives, will you remember you're a hero and selflessly respond in support of these people's needs, or will you back off? I believe that if you apply what we've talked about in this tape, there's no question what you'll do. You'll stand tall. You might assume that Mother Teresa was born to heroism, but as a teaching nun in a relatively wealthy section of Calcutta, she rarely crossed to the poorer parts of the town, even though they were right nearby. One evening, however, she heard the cries of a dying woman. Mother Teresa rushed to her aid and spent the rest of the night unsuccessfully seeking to aid her at various hospitals. When the woman finally died in her arms, Mother Teresa's life was transformed forever. She had what I call a defining moment, perhaps the divine moment. She vowed that night that as long as she lived, no one within the reach of her influence would ever die again without dignity and love. Is there a specific time in your life that you can point to as your defining moment? Take a moment to think about this and cultivate the emotion of that moment to strengthen your passion and commitment to giving. What makes a hero? A hero is a person who courageously contributes even under the most trying circumstances. A hero is an individual who acts unselfishly and who demands more from himself or herself than anyone else could possibly expect. A hero is someone who defies adversity by doing what he or she believes is right in spite of fear. It's important to remember that our everyday decisions will shape the world we pass on to future generations. What do you put on your dinner plate? What cosmetics do you use? What household products do you buy? These lifestyle choices determine in a small yet undeniable way such things as how much carbon dioxide is being released into our atmosphere, as well as how many plant and animal species will actually be eliminated each and every day. By the same token, the decisions you make every day can help stop the destruction of the rainforest, restore the delicate balance of our ecosystem, and create a legacy of hope for generations to come. Please read further in my original book, Awaken the Giant Within, to find the steps that you can take today.